Well, everything has been so hot in the oil patch. I mean, it's Nirvana, and it's the employment base of Texas has increased, and it shows no signs of stopping. Well, at least it didn't look like it showed any signs of stopping. Then comments out Wednesday morning from the CEO of Halliburton. He said, their earnings are going to suffer a little bit because of a worse-than-expected downturn in the Permian Basin in West Texas. Stock sold off 5 or 6% on that news because I think it came as somewhat of a surprise. Maybe not, though, to Bernard Weinstein, who's the associate director of the McGuire Energy Institute at the Cox School at SMU, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David.
So, are you surprised by that?
Surprised by what?
That the,
Problems in the Permian or the
yeah,
drop in Halliburton stock?
I mean, no, the Permian Basin. I thought, they tell me a hotel room in Midland is more expensive than in Manhattan.
Oh, that could be. This often happens when you have an energy boom. The housing supply, the hotel supply is limited, so you see a big jump in overnight rates. The problem in the Permian right now is too much production relative to the ability to move that product to refineries or to export terminals. In other words, there is a shortage of pipelines, so we don't have adequate takeaway capacity. I'll just give you some numbers. Right now, production in the Permian is about 3.5 million barrels per day. That's about a third of the country's total oil employment.
Wow.
But the capacity to move that stuff to market is only 3.1 million barrels. So
it's building up.
So we've got these choke points, and those choke points are going to be there probably for another year. There are lots of pipelines in the pipeline, so to speak, being planned. There are actually some under construction. So this problem will relieve itself eventually. In the meantime, there has been a slowdown in drilling, a drop in the number of rigs, because, as I said, there isn't enough capacity to get that stuff to the marketplace.
So the effect is, in the long run, there's going to be great demand for the product. But for right now, the activity level out there is abating.
The Permian Basin is like that Energizer bunny. It just keeps giving. Remember, we started producing in the Permian in the 1920s. And here we are 100 years later, and it's still pumping. And it will be pumping for a long, long time, because the Permian is like a layer cake. It's got maybe a dozen pay zones.
But this is why I want your economist hat, too, because that sort of activity trickles on through West Texas and the entire state of Texas, and I guess this mushrooms out to the lower 48. So if it abates, what happens?
Well, the multiplier effect, as we economists like to call it,
yeah,
works in both directions. When the basic industry is growing and creating jobs, you do have this trickle down, and it affects lots of other industries. It affects logistics, it affects hospitality, it affects distribution. Energy is an input into everything we consume, particularly oil and gas. So, yes, there can be a ripple effect, but frankly, I'm not terribly concerned. We've seen this before. In the short term, we have these bottlenecks that might actually have the effect of suppressing prices somewhat. And as you know, we were over, $70 yesterday?
Sure.
I think it's dropped back a bit today. I noticed driving over here, the gasoline at my local Exxon station was up to $2.75. There is some good news to this for consumers, because when there are constraints on delivery, that oil is going to sell at a discount, which means the cost to refiners will be lower. But in the long term, I have a lot of faith in the Permian, and so do most of the major oil companies like Exxon, who have been buying acreage in the Permian.
Right. And the reliability on the energy industry in Texas, is it really as low as some Fed officials and others tell us?
Well, it's not like it was, say, 30 or 40 years ago, when the energy industry probably drove 25% of the Texas economy. Today, it's probably somewhere between 10 and 15%. We're much larger, we're much more diverse, but energy is still important. And when the energy sector is doing well, the state's economy does well. When the energy sector is in the tank, like it was in 2014, that has an effect on the state of Texas. We did see a significant slowdown in overall economic activity. So it's not the driver that it once was, but it's still very, very important.
But it's also reassuring to see that the Permian's not going to dry up and disappear and go away. Maybe there's room for the new bumper, West Texas bumper sticker. You know, the old West Texas bumper sticker said, "Eat more beef and pray for rain."
Yes.
Maybe it should now say, "Eat more beef, pray for rain, and build more capacity."
The United States this year will be the number one oil producing country in the world, and we've been
When's the last time that happened?
Never. Well, maybe back in the 1920s and 30s when the oil boom started in East Texas. But so, you know, we're up to 10.3, 10.4 million barrels per day. That's more production right now than any other country in the world. We've been number one in natural gas for the last 4 years. So President Trump has gotten what he wished for, American energy dominance. We are dominant. But that also entails some vulnerabilities. And as we've been discussing, this is an important but relatively small share of the economy. Low energy prices, energy independence, that's all good for the United States. But because we're becoming a global player, what happens in the rest of the world affects us a lot. And that's true with natural gas as well. You know, natural gas is becoming a globally traded commodity. And we are getting into that business big time. I just read today that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, has speeded up the process of permitting LNG export facilities.
Liquefied natural gas.
Liquefied natural gas. You know, we've got two now. There are another seven that are planned or under construction. There is a caveat. I'll tell you what concerns me most today, and that's possibility of an escalating trade war with China, because China is the number two buyer of our oil exports and the number one buyer of our liquefied natural gas exports. And if this trade dispute escalates and China slaps tariffs or puts quotas on the import of oil and natural gas from the U.S., that's going to be bad for the industry.
Interesting times. And always good to check in with Dr. Bernard Weinstein, who's the associate director of the McGuire Energy Institute at SMU Cox School of Business.
Good to be here.
Thanks for the time. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.